start. This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Family Stimler, Lichvot Simchas and Nishuim, Shel Josh Morris and Michelle Stimler. Koch Base Adar Sheni, Monday the 28th of March, Rabbi Yonas and Rudin, Kitnius, what's wrong with a plate of rice?
So if you are Svadi, feel free to leave, but there's nothing wrong with a plate of rice, you should have a wonderful Pesach. And the truth is, this is certainly a highly contentious and controversial topic. A highly controversial and contentious topic. Not only because there are those on the fringes of orthodoxy, on the fringes of halachic observance, who seek to attack halacha at this area, because, as we'll see, the source for it is somewhat less authoritative than normative halacha. But people find it very difficult. It's not as if Pesach wasn't restrictive enough. There are people, especially vegetarians, that find the restrictions on kidneys somewhat difficult. And it's very important to understand where it's coming from and why, indeed, Ashkenazim do not eat these kidneys on Pesach. So the explanation starts with the Gemara. And it's a necessary introduction to give the definition of chametz. Says the Gemara in Pesach and Daflam et Helmut Adal, V'chein tanin dwey Rebbe Lez ben Yaakov, Amakra, L'seichal alav chametz, you shall not eat chametz, Shivas yomim teichal alav matzahs, for 7 days you shall eat matzahs. So the Pasuk has a juxtaposition between chametz and matzah. And the Gemara says, Dvorim haboyin lidei chimutz, adom yoytze bahen lidei chavase b'matzah. You can eat matzah, or you can make matzah out of anything that can become chametz. If it can't become chametz, you can't eat it on Pesach. You cannot become matzah. Chametz and matzah are inverses of each other. That means anything which is made out of the five grains, anything produced from flour that comes from wheat, barley, rye, oats, and spelt, if there is less than 18 minutes from the point of contact between the water and the flour, and it coming out of the oven, that will be matzah. More than 18 minutes, however we get the 18 minutes from is a shirin matzah. We assume the halacha that it is 18 minutes. More than 18 minutes, then as far as the halacha is concerned, you've got yourself a loaf of bread. It is not possible for anything else to become chametz. If it doesn't come from wheat, barley, rye, oats and spelt, it will not be chametz. This is what the Gemara is saying. Apart from the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Leiman masnis in deloka Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, this statement is not Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Orez min daganhu, rice is a type of grain, and therefore if a person would eat rice on Pesach, he'd be chayav koreis, like eating a loaf of bread. And similarly, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you could have rice matzah. It is very clear from this Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is a minority opinion, it is rejected lahalacha. In fact, the Rambam paskens slightly pashtus in this Gemara. The Rambam says straight out, "Ein isa mishum chametz v'pesena chameshes minei dagam bilbad." It can only be chametz if it comes from one of these five grains. And then you've got wheat, barley, rye, oats, and spelt. Aval hakitniyos kagoin orez v'deicham pulim v'adoshim, like rice and millet, beans and lentils and everything like that. Ein b'hem mishum chametz. There's no problem of chametz when it comes to any of these beans or legumes or grains that are not type of the part of the five types of grain. The Rambam says further than this, you could make some kind of rice flour. We have rice noodles, you can make rice flour. Pour boiling water over it, cover it over with cloths, and it will come like dough. According to the Rambam, and according to this Gemara, there will be no problem kneading a dough from rice, because that's not called chimutz, that's called sirchon. What is chimutz? The chimutz process, when we talk about our 5 grains of wheat, barley, rye, oats and spelts, is the following thing, chemically and halachically. Flour contains starch, gluten, natural sugars. There are also bacteria and yeast cells there. When the flour comes into contact with water or moisture, a chemical change takes place in the flour whereby yeast cells obtain energy from the carbohydrates and turn natural sugars into the carbon dioxide. This carbon dioxide is a product of the chemical reaction between the flour and the water, and it causes the chimutz process to start. So the clock starts ticking when the water hits the flour. And of course we know the matzahs must be guarded from different points, depending on the type of matzah, from any type of moisture. Because the moment any moisture comes into contact with the flour, the chimutz process starts. The chimutz process only ends with extreme heat. The extreme heat of the oven will cause these yeast cells to be destroyed or retarded. Therefore, once the matzah is out of the oven, it's sealed, so to speak, and can no longer rise. The whole minig of gebrachs, again another share, we won't go into that now. But as far as the Ikar HaDin is concerned, once something comes out of the oven, it cannot rise anymore because it does not have the capability, neither chemically nor halachically, to rise any further. That's the process of chimutz. That applies to the 5 grains. Says the Rambam, with anything other than the 5 grains, it's not called chimutz at all. It's called tzirchon. Decomposition, decay. A negative process rather than a positive process.
Any water or other juices?
Other juices might even be more problematic. As any kind of moisture, we know the 18-minute rule applies to water at room temperature. That's why you need mayim shelanu, water that was left overnight, and that's why matzah bakery was kept as cool as possible. Because when there is more heat there, or even different types of moisture, we don't know if it's 18 minutes. That's a whole controversy about egg matzah, which itself is another shit. That's why we are careful to only make matzah with flour and water. So where does it all come from? Where is the minhag of kitnias sourced? So the oldest source we have for it is the smack, the Sefer Mitzvahs Katan. Now, Gaz Rabbeinu Peretz, we are talking now about a Makor in the Rishonim, approximately 700 years ago. V'alkitnias go poish v'puli v'rei v'rei sa'adashim k'yotze v'zeh. This is the third source. Rabbeinu nagim b'yom issa shlo leichlam b'pesach kol. Our rabbis, our sages, are accustomed to the prohibition not to eat them on Pesach at all. Talks about permitting it, whether one can permit such a thing. Me and the next underlined piece. Mi akasha dava ma'od lahat dava. It is very difficult, in the extreme, to permit something which the people have forbidden from the days of the early sages. That means 700 years ago, it was already an old established minhag. The question is, every child knows, anyone that's learned this Gemara knows, as we just said, if it doesn't come from the 5 grains, it cannot become chametz. So then why don't we eat it? It can't be because of the chashash chametz. Because you can knead a loaf of bread out of rice and it won't be chametz. So the Agas on Smack says the following. The Lotar Badava Shatineke Shabbos Rabban Shalom De Alacha Yoyd De Ika Behedya B'Psachem He quotes our Gemara that only the 5 grains can become chametz. He says it's not a minhag tos. It's not a mistaken minhag. It's not that people thought that rice was included in the 5 grains. Everybody knows that. It's not a mistake. So why did the Jewish people in the areas of Europe develop the minhag not to eat it? It was a gezerah. De kevin de kitnis maasekaderehu. V'dagon nami maasekaderehu kadaisa. De yavisharin and kitnis ulei atilach lufila hatidaisa. Person can make a cooked dish, porridge, chometz gomor. A person could similarly make a pot, a bit, a bowl of rice cereal. That would be hatta. Because ostensibly they look similar. Someone might see someone eating some rice cereal on Pesach and come to eat chametz. So because of that chashash, the minhag developed not to eat kidneys on Pesach. Kevin de Aidi v'Aidi Masa Kaderahu, v'gam midi de midyun kamechamishas aminu, it's similar to it, similar properties. Therefore, we have the minhag, it's a minhag hogan lizam called kidneys, even though medina de Gomorrah it's okay, nonetheless, it is an old minhag Ashkenaz not to eat it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings a number of other reasons as well. Another reason brought by the Mishnah Berurah, if you have a look on page 3, in Ois Vav, in the Mishnah Berurah, halfway down the page, V'yesh Oisrim, Lo Me'ikah Hadin. We'll come back to the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah in a moment. Lo Me'ikah Hadin Ela Chumrah She'chmir Alein. It's a chumrah, not in the classic sense of the term, but it's a stringency the Jewish people accepted upon themselves, as we're going to say. What's the reason? Because sometimes tivua mu'ura v'mini kitnias v'yefshel avare yafa. Sometimes in the bags they used to store the kitnias, there would be remnants of grain, or the rice fields themselves might be next to grain fields. Therefore, there was a concern that maybe within your rice there'll be a kernel of wheat, which of course would be chometz gomer. Therefore, even Sfaradim, who do have the minhag to eat rice on Pesach, nonetheless, they have the minhag to check every single grain of rice, because this reason will still apply to them too. Even though they're not concerned about people getting confused, the chashash of chometz gomer being mixed in means there's a chiyuv bedika. And Sfaradim for Pesach will check each grain of wine once or three times, different minhagim. But they will refrain from eating unchecked rice on Pesach because of this concern as well. We see it's a very real concern. Going back to the first page for a moment. The Beis Yosef brings these reasons. Brings the Gemara. Says the halacha, the end says, Leis the chash lahad Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, confirms that the statement of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who said you can't eat rice on Pesach and can make rice matzah, that is clearly rejected la halacha. Then he goes on to talk about kidneys as well. There are those that don't eat rice, top of the second page, you call mini kidneys. The chumri yaseiru, it's an excessive stringency, says the Beis Yosef. Gam Rabbeinu Yerucham. One Ashkenazi Rishonim Kasev Oysam Shelo Nagu Lechol Arizim Mini Kitnis Mavushal BePesach Minik Shtusu. Those who have the minhag not to eat kitnis on Pesach, he calls it a minhag shtus. Zulasiim Hem Oysim Lachmer Alatzmon. Unless they're doing it as an additional stringency, presumably what pshat here is if you think that it's actually chometz, that's a minhag shtus. If you want to be machmer on yourself, that would be okay. But in Dati Lama, I don't know why you'd want to do such a thing. It was clearly very controversial in the times of the Rishonim. Beis Yosef brings the Hagas Maimini, who quotes the smack, which was Armakar. Obviously, it's not chametz. The reason is, as we said, because it could get confused, things could get mixed in. The Beis Yosef ends off, no one's concerned about these things at all. So that's the Ashkenazim, part of the Ashkenazim. So we're an afterthought in the Beis Yosef. Right, no one's concerned about it apart from the Ashkenazim. The Darke, the reminder, Darke Moshe confirms that is indeed the case. For Anu Bnei Ashkenazim Nagim Lachma, and we Ashkenazim, we have the custom to be Machme. The Maharil was perhaps the codifier. It's fair to say it was the codifier of most of the Ashkenazi minhagim. Maharil is a relatively late Rishon living in Germany, 14th century. Certainly a primary source. The Ramah writes in his Hakdama to the Darkei Moshe. The Ramah explains how he arrives at his halacha. Whereas the Shulchan Aruch, as we may well know, decided to go acharei Rabbim, and he'll do the same thing here, of taking a majority of opinions between the Rosh, the Rif, and the Rambam. Takes the three Amudei Hahira, and whenever two of them concur, he will go with two out of three. That is the Shulchan Aruch's methodology. The Ramah has a different approach. The Ramah employs the approach of what's called Hilchos HaKabbasrei. The Ramah will prefer to choose a late Rishon over an earlier one, with the understanding, the Gemara does the same thing, that a later Rishon will have context and will understand the full picture, will be able to get a scope of the entire picture. Therefore, the Rama will often paskin like late Ashkenazi Rishonim, Shemas Hadeshen, Maharil, Mahariv. Same thing to here. So the Maharil explains. Kinyas kol mei mamarashti gazirinan shle levashal bePesach afal pishle machmitzim kim chamishas. So now everyone is making very clear. Of course, it's not chametz. Val yom adam kaim dein isamid araisa in lachosh. A person should never think because there's no Torah prohibition here. We don't have to be concerned. To call the gazir abonam ma'ayva lachayim is a strong word. If there's a gazir drabonam, a person that transgresses it. A willful transgressor of a gezeirah d'rabbanan is chayav misa b'dei shamayim. For oyva lava l'sasim in adama shal ericha. The Torah itself empowers the rabbis to legislate for us. So it is in effect a Torah mitzvah to listen to the chachamim. So eating kidneys on Pesach not only will be a violation of the gezeirah of eating kidneys, but it will also be a violation of the Torah commandment to listen to the rabbanan. V'gam ein loma minika na'at ed'minik ta'asu. Don't say it's a mistake in minhag. Dedavkal davahet to gomor. Only if something is completely permissible, yishmakom shnagim ma'isa aloma, bakam minhag hetem. Bakam zeis davke lechafam basik va'agun. Right, talks about when you can undo a gezeira, which we'll see later on in the Chasim Sofer. Here there's no mistake about it. Davash shapasha isur ba'lei terem mikayachum minhag sham yisaka pidav v'sheka. So it's a person who wants to annul this long-established minhag is speaking falsely. So in terms of eating kidneys on Pesach, there is a clear established minhag Ashkenaz, which is binding and incumbent on us not to eat kidneys on Pesach. In terms of owning kidneys on Pesach, the Chumash Hadeshin says, which is underlined the first two words, Yireh Deshari, it is mutter to own kidneys on Pesach. It certainly not doesn't need to be included in your mechiras chametz, a person doesn't need to remove their kidneys before Pesach. Which is fascinating. If a person has young children and wants to give them food before Pesach, one of the eitzes is you can give them rice cakes. No problem. To have them running around the house a couple of days before Pesach with breadcrumbs or biscuit crumbs or cracker crumbs, highly undesirable and certainly not recommended. For them to run around with rice cake crumbs will not be a problem at all, because you're allowed to own rice and kidneys on Pesach. In fact, even if rice will get mixed in with your food on Pesach, it will be bafel b'roif. However, an important note on that is that nonetheless, a person might think, well, okay, then I'll give my children Rice Krispies, I'll give them cornflakes, and even if there are Rice Krispie crumbs around the house, there are cornflake crumbs around the house, no problem, because it's kidneys. If you just look on the ingredients, you'll see one of the main ingredients there is barley. So these breakfast cereals are chametz gomor. And if a person would own them on Pesach, he'd be oivon bali or bali yamatze, become asa ba'ana after Pesach. And certainly not the kind of thing you want floating around your house after you've cleaned for Pesach. When the Torah on page 3 brings the halacha, talks about the things you can make matzah from, the things that become chametz, oris sha'aminim again, brings the same halacha, yesh oisrin lecha, oris akom in the kidneys, the Torah rejects it. But he says the reason is because you can have korain mixed in. It's a chumri yaseiro nagukain. The Torah doesn't have a problem with the type. So when it comes down to halacha lamaisa, so we have a straight machlokes shulchan aruch and ramah, and they're consistent with their methodologies. The shulchan aruch goes like the Rambam. Eilu dvarim shi'etzimim chavis v'chova chavis matzah v'pesach chitzim sa'ein kusmin shabal shol shippan. We have the five grains you can make matzah from. Our minhag, he says here, is to make wheat matzahs. Lo ba'oriz v'sham in the kidneys. They will not come to chimetz, and you can make food out of them on Pesach. That is the Shulchan Aruch. That is the minhag of Sfardim. Different Sfardim from different areas have different minhagim. Which kidneys to eat, which not to eat. Some eat all, some eat some. One of my colleagues told me they don't eat hummus on Pesach because hummus sells like chometz. So they have a minhag not to eat on Pesach. Minhag Yisrael Torah, minhag HaKadosh. The Rama says yesh oistrin. He brings those that say you can't eat the kidneys. V'aminhag ba'ashkenaz lahachmir ve'ein l'shanos. The Rama is definitive. The minhag here is to be machmir, and we do not change our minhagim. Miu Pashatin Osim B'Diavad, they will not ask the B'Diavad. In fact, Kitnias on Pesach will be Batal Baroiv. If a grain of rice would fall into your chicken soup on Pesach, the halacha is very simple. If you can find the piece of rice, take it out, discard it, and the rest of the chicken soup will be kosher. Whereas, were a grain of chametz, were a crouton, regardless of the fact that you sold your chametz, you did bittul chametz, you tried to do beer chametz and failed, if a crouton were to fall into your chicken soup pot on Pesach, hot chicken soup pot on Pesach, the entire pot would become chametz. We are not interested in bittul b'shishan. The entire pot of chicken soup will become chametz, and the pot itself will become chametz tikka zoi. We won't be able to kosher it till after Pesach. Chometz on Pesach asas b'mashehu. Rice on Pesach, kidneys on Pesach is bottle b'roif. So interestingly enough, one of the main ingredients in Coca-Cola is corn syrup. In fact, the real mevinim, the Coke addicts, non-Jewish Coke addicts, will have a penchant for Pesach Coke. In America, it's a big thing amongst the Coca-Cola fanatics to buy the Passover Coca-Cola. Because Coca-Cola was originally made with sugar. X number of years ago, they changed it to corn syrup, because it was cheaper. The real Mevinim say, is never the same. But on Pesach, Pesach Coca-Cola is made with sugar rather than with corn syrup. Because, of course, corn syrup is kitnias. It's a corn derivative. Bittul Baroiv will not help you for your Coca-Cola. Leaving aside the issa of bittul issa lachatchila, they're doing it intentionally, because here the corn syrup is avidi latama. It's giving off taste, its purpose there is to give the sweetness. So we know in Hilchos bittul, if something is there as an essential component, you cannot say an essential component is bottle, not b'shishim and not b'roif. So Coca-Cola, regular and Ashkenazi, may not have regular Coca-Cola on Pesach. Of course, anywhere with Machma, only to buy things with a Hechsha. But in terms of what might perhaps be the Ikahad in Halacha, for an Ashkenazi it would be Asa, maybe for Sephardi, if we could verify there was no real Chometz, and it would be Mutter. Diet Coke is an interesting thing. If you'll notice, not sure what's happening this year, in previous years, you'll notice that the Coca-Cola that comes from Israel, comes from Eretz Israel, the regular Coke has one Hechsha, and the Diet Coke has a different hechsher. Right, the Pesach, the real Coca-Cola is deemed to have a superior hechsher. Well, the Diet Coke has a more basic hechsher. And the major difference between them is that the Diet Coke for Pesach has as one of its components an enzyme that's growing on a kidney space. Enzyme that's growing on a kidney space. Now, whether or not that is a real chashash of kidneys is a matter for the supervising authorities. Nonetheless, Rav Landau takes the strict line, and he will not allow this enzyme to be used, and therefore he will not approve Diet Coke or really any of the diet drinks for Pesach. But there are other authorities that do, and they say, really, it's gone through so many chemical changes and it's not an essential component, that one can rely on bittul for such a thing. Rav Yaakov Emden in the Marah Katziah says something highly controversial. He says, if it was up to me, and if it was up to my father, the Chacham Tzvi, we would have annulled the whole minhag of kidneys. If I'd have had the ability of Tilini, I would have been battle it. For this minag garua halaz, this terrible minag of Ashkenazi not eating kidneys on Pesach. Why? Well, what's his problem? Because he's an established minag Ashkenaz. He says, no. Because it's a chumra hamivli de kula. Because we restrict our diet so much, as Rabbi Yaakov Emden, we don't eat all these corns and pulses and beans and peas and rice. What are we going to have to eat more of? Matzah. And what's the thing that's most likely to be chametz on Pesach? Is your matzah. If the matzah isn't baked properly, if you need more of it and you're baking under less than ideal conditions, especially in those days when things weren't as sterile as they are today, and as advanced as they are today, there was a major chashash in eating it, in baking too many matzahs under too much pressure, especially baking on Pesach, which is what they did. He therefore said, because we're so machmeh on kidneys, we're going to end up eating chashash chametz. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Chacham Tzvi, said, well, if it was up to us, we would have annulled the whole thing. But only if the Torah leaders of the annulation, he certainly wasn't willing to do this by himself. Levai Shiaskimu. Sorry? Sure, very much so. If only the Gedolei HaDor would agree with me. However, the Chasam Sofer and others came out very strongly against him and said, Chas v'shalom. Absolutely not. He talks about a place, the Chasam Sofer, in the next long tshuva. He talks about a community in the place of West Poland, West Poland. They decided to kick this on Pesach. And the Chasam Sofer comes out incredibly strongly against them, of course. He tries to be Melamed Tzchus. He wants to look at them favorably. Why would they do such a thing? He says, well, maybe they were concerned they were going to come to eat chametz on Pesach, and therefore they chose the lesser of the two evils. They wanted to choose the lesser of two evils. Better to eat the kidneys than to eat chametz at the end of the day. If they did that, okay. But he says, chas v'shalom, we're not having anything to do with it. Right, I can't get involved in other communities out of my jurisdiction. Well, we do not have the authority, nor do we wish, to revoke this minhag on Pesach. He gives three reasons. He says, the minhag kavua, it was something that was established and accepted by the Jewish people. You need a based in Godel to undo it. We don't have such a thing. We're nothing compared to the Rishonim. Of course, we can't undo it. He says it's a siag la Torah, it's a fence around the Torah. If something that brings a Rambam and Hilchos Mamrim, if it's a fence around the Torah, if it's coming to stop us eating real chametz on Pesach, you can't annul these fences around the Torah. He says maybe if you could get all of the Rabbanim, all of the Gedolim in one room to agree, then maybe, he says, that's not going to happen either. Chasam Sofer comes out very clearly. Chas v'shalom, right? He says if someone wants to be a Mekel and permit kidneys on Pesach, as some do, calls them, in the strongest of terms, calls them a Navi Shekhar. With all the implications of that. This minhag is established and enshrined as halacha. Under extenuating circumstances, if a person doesn't have anything to eat, of course it's better to eat kidneys than anything else. Therefore, a baby that's being started on solids, all the baby cereals have a rice base. So you'll see that baby cereals can have a good Ashkenazi hechshav for Pesach. They say use separate kalim, wash it up in a different way, wash it up in a different sink. Don't get them confused. Nonetheless, for small children, for the elderly or the infirm that can't eat anything else, but is makom lahakel, because Klal Yisrael will never makabel the minhag in such a situation. But in terms of the Ikar HaDin, we see something very powerful. The halachas of Pesach are incredibly strict. Pesach is about passing on the Masorah. We have beautiful minhagim for the Seder nights, for the entire 7 days of Pesach. Minhagi Yisrael HaKadosh. We go to the nth degree to rid our houses from chametz. And the Torah itself says, you mustn't own chametz on Pesach, lest you come to eat it. The Torah itself says, protect that which is important, protect that which is precious. If something is important, we make sure that we protect it in every way we can. We see even our bodies work that way. The most important organs of our body, our brain, our hearts, protected, encased by hard bone. The Torah itself says, Asyad d'oraisa, don't own that chametz in case you come to eat it. When it comes to kidneys on Pesach, Yisrael Kadoshim, our minhagim are a reflection of the collective subconscious of the nation. Yisrael Kadoshim and minhag Yisrael Torah means that we protect that which is so precious and so important to us by setting the boundaries out a little bit farther. Anyone that wants to come and be matter kidneys for an Ashkenazi, unless there are extenuating circumstances which are muta al pi halacha, will be eroding the very fabric, the very substance of that which halacha is made of, and in some way will be pergea in our relationship with Hashem. So when we refrain from kidneys on Pesach, it's important to be conscious of the fact that despite the restrictions, despite the fact that it's a minhag, it might not be me'ikah hadin, nonetheless, by refraining from kidneys on Pesach, we are giving ourselves and our families an incredibly important message. Everybody had kosher and sameach, should be zeicha, to spend this Pesach in Yerushalayim with Mashiach the King.